there's been a lot of controversy over the time about the soccer ball for World Cup Soccer. I have two of them right here in front of me. I'll pass them around in a few minutes. There is a minor problem with getting rubber. China and the Middle East is keeping and buying up most of the rubber. I went to the main supplier who made these balls in years past, and their comment to me was, we'd be happy to make them for you at double the price what they used to be, and there's going to be some black flakes in them. I said, why does there have to be black flakes in them? They're white rubber. He said, well, we have a lot of carbon floating around in the air and the mixes and things. And I said, okay, if I contract for 200, 250 of them, how many of them are going to be seconds? He says, that doesn't make any difference. You're going to have to pay for all of them. And I said, I'll pass on that. So I had the molds picked up from that company, hauled them back to Bloomington, started looking for other companies. Well, I found a company in Belvedere, and the closest they could come is making this. This is white, believe it or not. Started off, it's almost black. But this has had two or three additives put in it, but it still has the correct durometer of hardness, which is 45, where the ball would bounce off. We now are investigating two other companies who say they can get white. They have a friend who has some. Sometimes when these companies buy rubber, they have to buy it by the pallet, and you're looking at $10,000 or more. Well, they don't want to screw around making 100 rubber balls that takes 22 ounces and have 2-ton or 3-ton rubber setting that they might not ever use. The company I've been dealing with now, I've guaranteed them if they do this and order the white rubber, and then I'll run white rubber rings, which will be stamped USA. I know some of you are interested in the American-made rubber rings, and they'll be made to the correct durometer of hardness and everything.